Well, if you thought the madness of college football about to get underway was bad enough, well, it's the madness before the madness begins that's getting kind of crazy. We've had a big name speak up to try and convince Texas A&M to stay in the Big 12. Oklahoma State mega booster T-Boone Pickens believes the Big 12 will survive the latest conference realignment threat and suggests that Texas A&M stay put instead of joining the Southeastern Conference. This comes from the Associated Press via ESPN. According to Pickens, that's a big mistake for Texas A&M. They're moving out of Texas when they do that. I don't think that's a smart deal, according to him. Now, on Monday, Texas A&M regents met to authorize the school president to move the program into another conference, but the SEC has said it is sticking with the current 12 members for now. Pickens attended Texas A&M for 1 year before transferring to Oklahoma State, where he has donated hundreds of millions of dollars to the program, including the primary gift to renovate the football stadium that now bears his name. Pickens goes on to say, "I don't want the Big 12 to break up. I don't want it to go to the Pac-10. Now it is known as the Pac-12, by the way. If you go to the Pac-10, this is him speaking, you're going to end up in the Eastern Division. I think the Pac-10, I don't know whether the Eastern Division would ever break in against the Western, but if you beat the Western, then that's the way you break in. And so we can play against the West Coast. That doesn't bother me. It's just a long way out there." Now, let's face it. This is a big voice in Texas. He may not be necessarily popular with the rest of the country, but T-Boone Pickens has a big sway in the Lone Star State. More of his quotes on this: "The rest of the conference isn't quite that way. There's too much tradition just to wash it out and we scatter. I think OU, standing for Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State will stick together if something happens. We're kind of a stick-together crowd in this state," meaning Oklahoma. "The Aggies ought to stick with Texas. They have a hard time hugging Texas. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I, T-Boone Pickens, can always hug Sooners if they don't beat us. The Aggies are very spirited guys and all. I don't think they'll move. I don't want them to. Texas doesn't want them to either. Nobody wants them to leave. They've got 3 weeks to come to their senses. I think they'll stay with the conference." Well, T-Boone, you better start flashing some money around, because I think that's the only thing that's going to keep Texas A&M from wanting to make the jump. The reason this is all going on is Texas got that sweetheart deal from ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, to create their own network and get a lot of TV revenue coming in. Now, the Big Ten has weighed in on this. According to the 12-team league, the council of presidents and chancellors met, and there is no plans to actively engage in expansion now or at any time in the foreseeable future, barring a significant shift in the current intercollegiate athletic landscape. Now, that could mean, of course, Texas A&M jumps to the SEC. That could cause a, quote, significant shift in the landscape. Earlier this week, Big East Commissioner John Marinato said he had been in contact with Dan Beebe, his counterpart in the Big 12, and John Swofford, the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Let's face it, there's rumblings going on. It may not happen anytime soon, but this is huge. We're going to talk more about that, including the Miami scandal, tonight, 11 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/Jason Bond Show. Be there. Call into the show. We'll talk. For everybody here at RSN Radio, good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. Tune into the show at 11 o'clock. See ya.